Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Today we celebrate the overturning of Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, but we also are recommitting to making sure that the states don't become havens of death for abortion. And we're going to be talking about what's happening in the various state levels with these abortion initiatives and best practices going forward. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, think about all the causes of death there are in America. You've got heart disease, you've got cancer, suicide, homicide, on and on and on, HIV, AIDS. But abortion is the largest cause of death in America right now.
Yeah, that's abortion. Amazing. Abortion is, and that's not only in America, but also around
the
world.
It's worldwide too, yes.
It's also around the world. It's amazing. The leading cause by far.
It's horrific, yeah.
Of death is abortion.
Yeah.
In America and around the world. In other words, the intentional killing of our own children is the leading cause of death. And it dwarfs all these other diseases that you mentioned that you would naturally think might be the leading cause of death.
Heart disease, cancer, we talk about all the time, but we don't talk about abortion as the largest cause of death.
And we're doing it to ourselves.
Right.
We're doing it to our posterity. We're doing it to our children. We're doing it intentionally. And that started in 1973 with Roe versus Wade, because back in 1973, no state allowed abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. There was one state or two, small number, that started to relax a little bit of the rules, like California, but it was still very restricted. And then in one fell swoop, the Supreme Court legalized abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy for any reason at any time, right, up to and including birth.
And of course, now we celebrate that in 2022, that was all overturned and sent back to the states. But yet we're still looking at 20% of all pregnancies in the United States, and that doesn't include miscarriages, are aborted. 20%.
And we don't even know that number to be accurate. We do know that the number that we have is well below the reality, because we don't know how many are actually aborted by virtue of the pill.
Right.
Because somebody orders the pill versus via telemed.
Yeah, 63%.
And they don't report anywhere. They don't report. So we don't have the reports for that.
Right.
We know that 63% of abortions, for what we understand, are done by chemical abortion. We don't know exactly the number. So it's a staggering number.
But you know, the 2024 election was a real learning for us, I believe, because you had 10 states that had these pro-abortion ballot initiatives, and that is, they are attempting to codify a right to abortion in the state's constitution.
Yeah, you had three pro-abortion amendments that failed in Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota, and seven pro-abortion amendments that succeeded in Arizona, Colorado, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, and New York. In one of those states, it has to be passed for a second consecutive year.
Right, that's Nebraska.
That's Nebraska. That has to be passed again. And that would have to happen this year for it to actually be in the Constitution. But amazingly, the only one that actually got more than 50% rejection is South Dakota.
And that's really sad. You know, it should have been overwhelmingly people are voting in favor of life, but that wasn't the case.
So in Florida, we were able to defeat this so-called Amendment 4, a very extreme abortion amendment. But Florida has a threshold of 60% that you need to pass a voter initiative. And they got 57%.
That
so
was
if
so
it were
close.
A 50% state, yeah, they would have passed it, but it's a 60% state and they failed.
And that's so close, which is a real wake-up call and a learning opportunity for us that we still have a lot of work to do, because this could easily come up again.
And it can come up again in the other states, so they're going to do this in other states as well. We already know that other states are being targeted. So we'll talk about some of these things as we move forward with our program, but let's just look at Florida for example. Florida goes back to 1989. You have the Roe versus Wade in 1973. From 1973 to 1989, Roe versus Wade, that opened up the door for abortion in Florida. But in 1989, Florida Supreme Court actually issued its own decision on the Florida Constitution that made it worse. That actually even was worse than Roe versus Wade. So from 89 on to 2024, abortion was in Florida. So when Roe versus Wade was overturned in 2022, it didn't affect Florida because we still had the independent state constitutional provision in the Supreme Court decision. Well, on April the 1st, 2024, that decision was overruled, which is a good news. It also, however, in a separate case, same day, the Florida Supreme Court allowed this abortion amendment 4 to go on the ballot. They should not have done it. It was a 4-3 decision. They should have excluded it from the ballot. And in retrospect, now we know, Holly, that Planned Parenthood, George Soros Foundation, and the ACLU collectively put in at least $27 million to gather signatures to put this on the ballot. We know now from Governor DeSantis's investigation that they've had to pay fines. Some people are now being convicted criminally. Some are going to jail or will go to jail because of illegal activities to get this on the ballot. If they had followed the actual law, this would never have been on the ballot, because what they did was they had signature gatherers, mm-hmm. some who were felons, that were paid by the signature. So they had an incentive to report more signatures. They got more money. And some of the signatures they forged. They wrote them for people that didn't even know their names were being used. They wrote them for dead people. They actually then even duplicated the signatures, and then they lied when they submitted them. So if there had been proper use of the law, they would have never gotten enough signatures to put it on the ballot. I think we need to do in other states, Holly, what Governor DeSantis did in this state of Florida, and that is go after the signature gatherers, because I can guarantee you Florida's not the only state where they spent a lot of money and probably did a lot of criminal illegal activity to get the ballot initiatives on the ballot for voting.
Right. And, you know, in Florida, for example, the church should have been ahead of the game here instead of coming at the end toward the game and then trying to get the word out and that kind of thing. Like in South Dakota, they started 2 years prior to the election, started working on this. So I think that helped their success. So this was a learning lesson for us that we need to be ahead of the game and start doing our homework.
I remember when I was in Israel with one of the pro-life leaders from South Dakota, and this was long before this was in the news that they were trying to get this abortion initiative on the ballot. But they were already working back then with a decline to sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember even on the bus, we all actually sent a message back to South Dakota, decline to sign.
Right.
And she recorded that and sent it back. So they were, like you said, ahead of the game. They were working ahead of the game. And it's the only state where you had more than 50% say no to this
yep.
abortion initiative.
See, it works. And the church gets out. You start talking about it in the pulpit. You start training your people. You start getting ahead and being at the front of the gate instead of toward the end.
The good thing in Florida is that we did see a lot more participation of pastors, but it was deep into this.
Mm-hmm.
And as you, I think, correctly say, we need to get ahead of it. So going forward in Florida, even though we won, they likely could come back. In the other states, they may go after you as well. So the church needs to get ahead of this and
right.
educate on abortion. And how do you do that? One, you talk about the beauty, the amazing complexity of the development of the child in the womb. There's a great way to be able
right.
to do that.
And what is abortion? What is the reality of abortion?
And then provide forgiveness and help to those mm-hmm. people who need forgiveness and help. Don't ignore the topic, because in doing so, people are going to die under your watch.
Right, and each person needs to follow the state legislation that has to do with the sanctity of life. Follow that. Build relationships with your representative so you know what's going on.
So in Florida, $27 million to get it on the ballot, $110 million to pass it, a collective $137 million, and they failed. They have a lot of money. And they thought that they would do that in South Dakota and Nebraska. They didn't succeed. But in the other states, Arizona, Colorado, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, and New York, they did succeed. They're coming after other states, North Carolina and others. They're coming. So contact Liberty Counsel at 407-875-1776. Visit our website, lc.org/abortion amendments. There we have all the information. We're going to be putting up best practices, so how we can move forward in all these other states to stop these abortion initiatives and make sure that each state continues to respect the sanctity of human life. That's lc.org/abortion amendments.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.